This is The Bible Show.
Welcome to The Bible Show Daily. We believe in the power of God's Word, so we want to be in it each and every day. So where are we at in the Bible today, Sam?
Today we are in the Sermon on the Mount. We're going to be focusing in on a really, really profound verse. That is Matthew chapter 6, verse 33.
Here it is. Jesus says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you."
So this actually was included in yesterday's devotion where we're talking about anxiety. Mm-hmm. And it's so at the conclusion of Jesus's remarks about anxiety, this is his conclusion where he says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And I want to start just by noting again that Jesus doesn't say seek only, okay, right? So It's like, just be heavenly minded and ignore the world and forget about your job and now all your
sell
responsibilities.
Sell everything and go to a cave.
No, you're not to do that. That would actually be the ungodly thing to do, right? But it's to seek first the kingdom of God. Like in other episodes, you've talked about disordered loves.
Yeah.
Like, that's brilliant, right? Well, what is that?
Yeah, St. Augustine defines sin as disordered love. So it's not the fact that we don't love God and we don't love other things, but it's the order we put it in. Like, do I love my spouse more than I love God? No, God always wants to be number one, mm-hmm, primary, and everything else flows better when he is that.
That's absolutely right. So if he's at the top of the fountain and the love of God is pouring out, well, it pours out into your marriage and influences that, and it pours out into your parenting, and it pours out into everything else. What it's saying is he has to be the top. He has to be the fountain. He's the one that you seek first, and out of the abundance of what you experience with him, everything else gets put in its proper place. And so you'll find this, like, where God in the Old Testament commands, when, like, for example, with the tithe, what is the tithe? He wants the first fruits of your labor. Why? Because in your relationship with money, he's like, I want you to recognize me with the very first elements of your money. Why? It's not because God's broke. God needs, you know, some help. He needs a payday loan. No, he's coming and saying, for the sake of your heart, I need you to recognize that it all belongs to me, that I'm the highest priority for all of your money. My mission is the highest priority for all of your money. So set aside a tithe. Or with the Sabbath, which incidentally, on Sunday being the first day of the week for us, Resurrection Day, the Lord's Day, you set that day aside for him, right? So, which is like 14% of your week. It's set aside for him. You know, first fruits are going to be his. And when you do that, it sets your priorities of time correctly. Because you know what? Like, work is important. He's more important.
Yep.
Money's important. He's more important. And you start prioritizing your life and you start seeking him first with everything, and everything else gets put into its place. There's one of the famous stories where you see this, like, the application of it, where Solomon's a young boy. He becomes king, has a dream, and basically in the dream, God comes and says, what would you like, Solomon? Like, you could ask for anything, but what are you going to seek first? And what does Solomon ask for?
Wisdom.
He seeks for wisdom, but not just any kind of wisdom. He seeks for the wisdom to discern good and evil. Well, why would you ask for that? Like, it's not wisdom to invent new technologies, or it's the wisdom to discern good and evil, because for Solomon, he recognizes that he is the king of God's kingdom, right? This is the Lord Yahweh's kingdom, and you're putting me in. And man, I don't want to mess up. I want to govern justly. I want your kingdom and your righteousness to be first. So I want the wisdom to discern good and evil. And what does God do? Because it's kind of an object lesson of this particular passage. Oh, you sought that first? You want the wisdom to discern good and evil? That's not for your benefit. You're asking so that you can serve me and serve my kingdom, and that's your priority? Well, I'll tell you what. Because you asked for that, what does he get? God's like, I'm going to give you
everything, kind of.
Money, wisdom, power, fame. Like, and God just comes and says, you sought that first. I'm going to overwhelm you with everything that comes along with it. And that's I think where Jesus is saying, like, you walk around with all the anxieties and you're wondering how everything's going to play out, and you're seeking all of these other things to the detriment of God. You put him out of your mind and you're fixated on getting this figured out, and I got to get this figured out, and I got to get this figured out. And what he's saying is, hold on, go seek him first and watch how these things get taken care of, right? And so if you're doing this, seek him seek first the kingdom of God and your marriage, what will it do for your marriage?
Flourish.
It's going to flourish because you'll become more forgiving, more humble, more kind, merciful, gracious. You'll recognize the gift that your wife or your husband is. You won't grumble about it because it comes from him. It's his blessing. It makes your marriage flourish when you seek him first. It makes your parenting flourish. How would seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness help your parenting? Well, then you get to reflect on how he's a father to you. You get to reflect on his goodness and kindness and mercy and grace and abundance and provision and patience. And that's a big one for parenting. Like, you get to reflect on that and then say, you know what? Like, that's the most important thing for my parenting, right? And that's something that this generation, like, we obsess about grades, guilty of that, sports, tests, tutors, camps, getting them the best benefit of whatever it is that they're interested in. We fixate on it. We will skip church to go to, you know, tournaments and everything else. And if we do that, say, I want you to be successful, and to make you successful, I'm going to point you to all these things over here, rather than making sure that the number one focus of our home is God. Him. Yeah. Well, they see that. They learn from that. And now all of a sudden you wonder why the generation's wrecked by anxiety. It's because you've told them the most important things are all these things. And when they fail at it, it's crushing.
Yeah.
Right? And so seek him first in your dating and your sexuality. Value his desires and designs over your own. And guess what they find for people who do that? They have the best relationships. People who have monogamous sexual relationships inside the bounds of marriage have the best sex lives. Study after study after study after study will show that whatever it is that you're pursuing, if you do it in God's design and you seek him first in all those things, it is the most rewarding. It is the best marriages. It is the best parenting. It is the best sexuality. It is the best career, living generously. All of that stuff shows that studies have shown that it's best for you. Mm. You flourish most when you live according to God's design, when you seek first his kingdom, when you want him to smile. That's your goal. I want you to smile. I want your desires and your design to be carried out. It leads to a life where you smile more. And that's what he's promising here. He's like, you know, it sounds like I'm asking you to give up a lot, right? I'm asking you to give up control and priorities of all these things. And what I'm promising you is if you put your eyes on me first and you seek my kingdom first, all this stuff gets better, not worse. So loosen your grip over here and grab with both hands the promises of the gospel and watch those things begin to flourish. And it's like, you and I are pastors. We get to see this up close in people's lives when they do it or don't do it.
Yeah, both ends.
And man, it's like super obvious from this perspective. It's probably obvious to everybody, but I've never, ever, 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 ever had somebody come up to me and say, my marriage is falling apart because I'm just spending way too much time with Jesus.
Yeah.
Way too much time reading the scriptures, way too much time in prayer. That's never happened to me. I can give you countless examples where people's lives, marriages, relationships, parenting, all starts falling apart. And then the question is, are you seeking the Lord in all this? Are you letting him minister to you in the middle of the struggles? Are you looking at his beauty and his promises for you? Because that's where it's got to start. You can't fix it when you're a broken, mangled mess on the floor trying to handle life. You've got to let him love you. You got to let him restore you. You got to let him do his work in you before you can then say, oh, what a father I have. Let me be a father. Oh, what a bridegroom I have. Let me mimic that to my wife. Like, that is where authentic and beautiful flourishing and health begins. Your role as a citizen. I mean, you go down the line, look to him, adore that, worship him, see him as the highest beauty, and you'll begin to reflect all of that into your different compartments of life. So what do you walk away with from what he says here?
I think to do an honest evaluation of where my ordered loves are right now, like, just to say, like, okay, I'm around Jesus a lot just based off the nature of what we do, but is he first and foremost? And that's a big question.
Yeah, and it's always a daily thing. Yeah. Like, every day you're going to wake up and have the struggles again. And every day it's like, I failed at parenting. Yeah. I failed at this. I failed at that. You know, it's a unique thing. Parenting's hard.
You have a 3-year-old, so I'm constantly reminded of my lack of patience.
But it's like, how do you get that? You can't just go, be more patient.
Yeah.
You have to go sit in it and be like, man, you're really patient with my lack of patience. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you have to receive it in order to overflow and to pour in. But that's the goal. You seek him first. Everything else takes care of itself. Even if you don't become a millionaire, even if your, you know, business doesn't, you know, go crazy or whatever, your life will be better ordered and you will experience the more important things of life when you put him first.
So let's do that now. Lord, we just thank you for everything that you've blessed us with. We just thank you for all the loves that you've given us in our life, all of the wonderful blessings of each and every one of our lives, Lord. And we just ask that you would give us eyes to see you today, Lord. Would we behold your glory? Would we see how beautiful you are? And would that rearrange the loves of our life? Would you fill us with your Holy Spirit, God? And we'd have the honesty and to confess, Lord, that you always aren't number one, Lord, but we want to put you back on the throne. So would we do that now, God? Would we seek first the kingdom of God in all aspects? Lord, we just thank you for your patience with us in all of this. That you are the God who is long-suffering for the sake of his people, God. But by your power and by your Holy Spirit, would you transform us today to have eyes to see you for who you are? In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for listening to The Bible Show. If you enjoyed this podcast, please remember to like and subscribe and leave a kind review to help us in the world of tech algorithms. Also, feel free to share with a friend. We'll see you next week with another episode of The Bible Show.